take a look at South Australian racing for us from Port Augusta, and then into the Menangle Late Mail with Fred Hastings at around 10 to 12. That's coming up in the next 90 minutes or so here on Sky Sports Radio. Have your pen at the ready for the winners, all of the winners, at Tabcorp Park Menangle.
Win bigger with a trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bets. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a Trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight.
And the rock.
Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes this Saturday. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Hit Hastings Rewind every Sunday morning at 10:30.
Yes, let's put the focus on this 10-race card at Tabcorp Park Menangle. 7 Group 1s, including the Len Smith Mile. And Greg Hayes is with me. Hazy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So these are the days that that you wait for, aren't they, Hazy? What a tremendous card. And again, we see the clash between Lenny and Hector in the main race.
Exactly right. We've got 7 Group 1s on the program. 6 of those Breeders' Challenge finals. So aged racing, and obviously where they're sired or where they're born makes them eligible for this series. And then you've got the Len Smith Mile, as you mentioned, where Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ, arguably Australia's best two paces, going head and head. They've clashed before in the past, and last year in the Len Smith Mile, it was a win to Hector JJ when he was driven ice cold and came with a one run. But from the wide draw this year, both horses, you think that they've both got to get into the action. So that's going to be a race within itself in the feature race this afternoon.
What was Hector last year? Was that when he was double figure odds?
Yes, it was about $10. There was some $10 on offer pre-post, like very early in betting, because I remember Gareth Hall putting a few dollars on when he was at ridiculous odds. He did come in because the race fell away last year, and it looked as though it was a race that was either going to be won by Lenny or Hector. So he did come in at the end, but there was a lot of $10 and $12 on offer a couple of weeks out before the race.
There is a first four projected pool on the main race, the Len Smith Mile of $100,000, which we will get to. The first event, Greg, is for the New South Wales 4 and 5 year olds, and it's a Group 2 here at Stewart 4 after midday. We have a field of 8, no scratchings, and the tab fixed odds have got 7 Red Hot Tooth at $1.75, 8 Glenferrie Boone $2.90, and 5 Qualabamba $5.50.
Yeah, look, I think there are two main hopes here, and they're the two Victorians. I'm actually tipping number 8, Glenferrie Boone. Beat Red Hot Tooth last time out at Melton. Now, on that occasion, Red Hot Tooth had to do plenty of work up outside the leader, and Glenferrie Boone was safe for the one shot and was just too good for them. If Red Hot Tooth rolls to the front this afternoon, then she becomes the one to beat. If Red Hot Tooth doesn't find the front, if Qualabamba wants to kick out early and make Red Hot Tooth do the work, then all of a sudden Glenferrie Boone's the best finisher in the race. Good record at Menangle. I'll go with the 8. Hardest to beat Red Hot Tooth. If she leads, she can win. 5 Qualabamba, best trotter in New South Wales at the moment. Obviously bumps into 2 pretty smart Victorians, but this will give us a guide just where Qualabamba's at going forward over the next 12 months. And best of the rest, Bacardi Hurricane. He's a really, really fast horse. The stand brought him undone last time out, but he's clearly the best of the rest. 8.754, race 1.
So 8.754 in the first race. We'll take a look at the second event. Now, this one's a heat of the rising stars. And the scratchings here are 1 I'm Cool Harry and 12 My Guy Max. So the first Emergency Dark Energy gets a run. And with the fixed odds, Greg, a more open affair. 4.20 for 9 Better Than Max. 4.40 for 2 I'm the Smoocher and 3 Ego Dan. And then $7.50 for 4 Let's Strike the Go, 5 Stenning and 6 Early Decision.
There has been some money for Stenning through fixed odds. Really tough race. These junior driver final races at Menangle have a habit of throwing up 50-1 winners. I'm going to go with number 6 Early Decision. I think the key to him is his versatility because doesn't matter what happens at the start, they can drive him to the situation. He can go forward if there's no speed inside him. If they go forward, he can be slotted in and come with a one run like he was last week when he proved too strong. I'll go with early decision. Now, hardest to beat in the race is number 5, Stenning. He hasn't been far away of late. Martel Maguire takes the drive. Now, she is one of the drivers going around in the series that has plenty of experience at Menangle, and she has won one of these invitational races. She won a ladies' invitation final during the Miracle Mile Carnival. 9 better than Max. First run in a while when midfield at Newcastle. Came from well back on that occasion. Closing sectionals were fast, so not too concerned by that. Very, very smart horse when he's right. And of the rest, number 8, Making Out. Really good drive by Todd McCarthy last week. Obviously, junior driver gets on this week. It's Maddie Young. She does work at Menangle with Kerri-Ann Turner. So she'll know the track, and that's important. 6, 5, 9, and 8 in race 2.
6, 5, 9, 8 there. The third is the first of the Group 1s, and the 4-year-old mare's up first in the New South Wales Breeders' Challenge final. Emergencies have come out to Naughty Nikki as well as 7 Sporty Gal. With the market, Greg, we've got Heaven's Trend, number 14, a $1.30 favourite, $9 then for 11, I'm a Mystery Girl, $9.50 for 6, Rocker Mama.
Yeah, look, a few of these finals today, the barrier draw has been really harsh on the short price favourites, and that for mine is a bit of concern. One of them's going to get rolled. Heaven's Trend that short. Does she deserve to be that short? Probably not. Look, she's the class mare. She was actually beaten in this series as a 3-year-old by IC Diamonds and Rock Me Mama. They're both in the race today. At some stage, Gavin Lang's going to have to send her into the race from that second row draw. She deserves to be the on-top selection in the race, but I'm not rushing in to take those odds. 10 IC Diamonds, blazing gate speed, won a semi-final. She led and then she walked. It looks to be a little bit tougher here. There's some more speed underneath her, but expect her to go forward in the early stages. No surprise to see 6 Rock Me Mama improve. She won the Breeders' Challenge 12 months ago. She's only had 2 runs since. There's been big problems with her. But those last two runs have come in the last 2 weeks, and I think there's been a little bit of improvement both times. No surprise to see her try and use that good draw. And 11, I'm a Mystery Girl, low flying at the moment. Inside of the second row is the big drawback. Jared Alchin's going to have to produce some magic. I'm going 14, 10, 6 and 11, race 3.
14, 10, 6 and 11 in the third race, rather. Race number 4 is the Group 1 Breeders' Challenge final for the 3-year-old fillies. Emergencies out, 1 El Yer and 10 Jovial Rock. $1.65 here for Jason Grimson's filly. Number 12, Don't Think Twice. $4.20 for 4 Royal Story. And 7 for 14, She's All Apples.
Not too often I go to the races and my best bet's $4.20, but I'm really keen on Royal Story today. She was beaten as a favourite in her semi-final. Some punters would have looked at that and said, she led and she got run down, but she went so fast over the first 400 metres. She was involved in the speed battle, and she's still stuck on really strongly. Expect her to find the front here, and from there she's going to take a lot of running down. I'll go with Royal Story to upset Don't Think Twice. Look, she's the class filly in the race, but she was beaten in this race last year as a 2-year-old. She is going to have to do some work at some stage in the race. She's got better through her preparation. There's no doubt about that. I still think she runs the best races when she's in front. And I can't see her finding the front today, except if it's halfway down the straight. 14, She's All Apples. She won this series 12 months ago as a 2-year-old. She's got the awkward draw. Jimmy Douglas is going to have to produce a 10 out of 10 drive here to get into the race from the back row draw. And number 3, Miss Amy Sloy. Good gate speed. Might look to cross the horse drawn to its inside and then look for a sit on Royal Story. But I'm really keen on Royal Story. Better the day at $4.20. 4, 12, 14 and 3.
4, 12, 14 and 3 there. Race 4. Race 5 is the 2-year-old fillies Group 1 final. Scratchings are 5, Jillaby Galway Girl and 9, Dixie Rosalie. With the market here, Greg, we've got $1.90 for 2, Molly Kelly. $3.20 for 4, Love My Sister, and $7 for 3, Red Bank Abbey.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with 2, Molly Kelly here. Really talented filly, little sister to Frith. She's very tradesmanlike. She just seems to do enough to win each time, and I'll put her on top. 3, Red Bank Abbey. Now, Robbie Morris, one aim here, and that's to get straight behind Molly Kelly at the start. Red Bank Eddie was really good in her semi-final. She'll be a lot closer today. Full Love My Sister didn't have a lot of luck in her semi-final, but still got through, got caught up at the fence at a crucial time in that race and might end up in a good spot here. And I think they are head and shoulders above the rest. I'll throw in the 6-4 best of the rest. 2, 3, 4, 6, race 5.
2, 3, 4, 6 there in a race. Number 5 over to race 6. This is the first of the group ones for the males. The 2-year-old Colts and Geldings up first. The Scratchings are 1, Lynn Sanity. And 6, Geronimo Joe. So Emergency Divine State gets a start. Equal favourites, Greg. 7, Divine State. 8, Sicario. They're $2.80 the pair. 3, Ignatius is $3. And they are the only ones in single figures.
Yeah, Ignatius beat Sicario on his merits in his semi-final, showed good gate speed, took a sit on him, and then proved too strong. If Divine State hadn't have got a run, I was really confident about Ignatius doing exactly the same thing. Divine State brings another layer to the race. I'll go with Ignatius because he's got that good early speed. He can cross to the pegs and then have a look at taking a sit on a horse like Divine State. There might even be some more pressure from out wider on the track, but Ignatius should map well here, and James Rattray's got a few options. 8, Sicario. Very nice two-year-old, beaten in the semi-final when he drew wide. 7, Divine State. There's not a lot between those top three. I've tipped 3, 7, 8. Best of the rest, 2, Castle Long Shadow. Bathurst Gold Crown winner that looked at the winner again in his semi-final, just got grabbed late. 3, 7, 8, 2 for me in race 6.
So 3, 7, 8, 2 there in race 6. Race 7 is the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings final. And the Scratchings are 6, Affronte, and 7, Smith Stars Lexus. With this market, we've got 14, Real Stride, $2.25. 13, 4.08, $3.80. 8, Power of Red, $7. 11, Rock of America, $9.
I think if the team at TAB, the bookmaking team, were listening to the Luke McCarthy interview I did on Tuesday, they might just give 4.08, that's a Real Stride number 14, a little bit of a twist outwards. Luke really concerned by the gate. I'm going to tip 13.408, beaten by the draw and a perfect drive from Luke McCarthy on Real Stride in the semi last week. Draws the second row, might look to slot straight onto the back of Match in Heaven here, and he's very fast when he's called up and carried into the fight. I'll go with 13. Hardest to beat 14, Real Stride. Did a really good job on Saturday night, up off the canvas to win the semi-final. Needs to get into the race at some stage, which means he's going to be vulnerable late. Full Courts in Session, really liked his run in the semi-final last week. There's been good money through, fixed odds for him. The stable's very underrated. They're very, very astute. And I think Courts in Session will run a bottler. An 8, Power of Red, go forward type. Just kept kicking in his semi-final despite looking in some trouble halfway down the straight. He's another one. If he goes forward and the two horses off the back row are in some trouble, traffic, he's going to be the one that will kick away and win. 8 winning chances in that race. 13, 14, 4 and 8.
13, 14, 4 and 8 there in race 7, which brings us to the group 1, tab.com.au, Len Smith Mile. This race at 4.27. And the emergencies have come out here. 6 Lord Zinzan and 7 Spare Me Days. Latest market, Hector chasing back-to-back victories. He's Flip of the Coin at $2, Lenny the Shark at $2.50, and Tiger Tara at $6.50. And Greg, Hector JJ, is he expected to lead?
Yeah, I think they've got to light him up from out there. He's obviously a lot more versatile than his stable mate. Hector can do it both ways, but from out there, if they go back, they're going to be a long way behind the other main chances in the race, and that would just about be the end of his winning hopes, I would have thought. Big bets on Hector JJ, bet of $4,000 at $2.10. He actually came into $1.95. He's back out to even money. I just think Lenny the Shark, these big races at Menangle, these big mile races, you have a look at the horses that have been able to perform well in them, horses like Lenny the Shark, horses like Smoking Up. They were able to bully their rivals into the ground, and I just think Lenny the Shark, he'll go forward, he'll sit outside them, and he'll just do what Lenny does. He'll run that 25.8 last quarter, and if they can beat him for speed, that's the only way they're going to get him. 9 Hector JJ, led from 8 the Miracle Mile. He's got 7 here, so if they want to go forward and find the top, he can. They just don't want to run that sub 25 seconds like they did in the Miracle Mile. He is a winning chance. The stable mate will be up outside him. Could be an absolute classic finish. 14 Tiger Tara follows out Major Crocker, and Major Crocker's got some, not so sure that Tiger Tara's got enough speed early to kick through and cause trouble for horses drawn out a bit wider. But he's going so well. Kevin Pizzuto's done a magic job with the horse. And 4 Major Crocker. Got Mac Doro drawn to his outside, so there could be a little bit of speed early. But I think if Hector JJ comes a knocking, the lead will be there for him. But Major Crocker should get a really good run. 10, 9, 14 and 4 for first 4 players. I think there's only the 3 winning hopes, the 9, the 10 and the 14. But you can play pretty deep in the first 4. There's some really nice horses that have drawn well and that you can't leave out. But I think there's only the 3 winning hopes in the feature.
Is it fair to say that Tiger Tara is just going to be a few metres shy of these other two at this level?
Oh, look, he beat Lenny on his merits first up, when Lenny was first up from a little while, and he's got that devastating finish. He really finished it off nicely last time. The thing about him today is they're going to have to drive him for luck. They're going to need the right track into the race at some stage. Todd McCarthy knows him so well. Look, you know, it's not a huge boil over if he came down the outside and proved too strong. He's a horse that... is definitely equal. He's run second in a New Zealand Cup. He's the real deal, but I just don't know if that second row draw really suits.
Okay, so 10-9, 14-4 in the Len Smith Mile. Race 9 is the final for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings. Scratchings of 5, Sunset Zeus, and 8, Geldof. And with this market, 14, Vincent for Mark Purden, the $1.45 favourite. 4, Atomic Red is at $3.40, and the rest then in double figures.
Yeah, this should be an absolute cracker of a race in terms of driving tactics. Vincent, best three-year-old in the Southern Hemisphere. Luke McCarthy drove the horse last week, suggested that the horse was never going to be beaten in the straight. The horse, Vincent, once he saw the other horse to his outside pretty hot, he found another half length. Mark Purden goes back on today, but the race is over a mile. 4 Atomic Red, Amanda Turnbull, the horse's skate speed has been getting better all season. And when it finds the front, Amanda won't take a foot off the accelerator. Vincent is going to have to work to get around the field when Atomic Red finds the front. He was the horse that ran that world record over the 2,400 metres in the Derby heat. She will make him earn it. I'm tipping Vincent, but Atomic Red can bring the favourite undone, especially if Amanda drives the race that she's so accustomed to. 6 Jillaby Bandit, it'll probably be the one that has to go up and sit in the chair in the early stages. And 3 Joe Star of Mia moves back to a good front row draw here and does have a little bit of speed in the early stages. Could be the horse that hands over to Atomic Red. And if that's the case, it's a trifecta first four player. Really interesting race coming up. I'm not falling into the $1.45. I don't think it's that good a thing. 14,
4, 6
and 3, though, the
Tips
Race 9.
14, 4, 6 and 3. And Race 10, the last. It's good to see Cluffy recognised here, Greg. The Don Clough OAM Stakes and M1 to M2. And the Scratchings are 1 Dark Energy, 7 Beatson. The market's got 2 Gold Major, 320. 3 Elroy Jensen, 380. And 11 Lord Zinzan, $4.
Yeah, they can't write enough tickets for Gold Major. They just want to keep backing him. He's been $4 into 320. Best horse in the race is Lord Zinzan, but the draw's a big, big worry. He's drawn the inside of the second row, horse 11, and over the mile, that's not a really good spot to be, especially in a field where there's so much depth. I'll tip him on top because he's run some cracking races behind better horses than he meets today, but he's had a lot of recent racing. He doesn't do a lot of work between his runs, so the more racing he gets, the better he is. I'll tip him on top, but that is... he's the best horse in the race. He's got the worst draw. 2 Cold Major, very fast beginner, can look to lead early. His Menangle record, not overly strong. If he leads, he's going to take some running down. 12 Little Rascal, horse that can kick through straight on the back of Cold Major in the early stages. Horse is in great form at the moment. Obviously a step up today, but you can't knock the form that it's in. And 3 Elroy Jetson, he hasn't had a lot of luck. And in one of these races, one day, everything's going to unfold for him, and he's going well enough to take the advantage of that luck if it does get presented. I'm tipping Lord Zinzan, but I can see Cold Major leading here and this being a procession. 11-2, 12-3 for me, race 10.
11-2, 12-3. So Royal Story, one of your best earlier in the card, Hazy?
Yeah, I think we just take that 420 all day. Oh, I can't see her missing a place from there. Even, you know, a filly like Red Bank Addy, place only as well in the 2-year-old filly final, drops straight onto the back of Molly Kelly. So I think if we go race 4, we go Royal Story, so that's race 4, number 4, and then into a place, race 5, number 3, Red Bank Addy.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks very much for your help and enjoy this afternoon.
Thank you, mate. Talk to you soon.
Greg Hayes there. Now, they're getting close to a start for the first at Coffs Harbour. Gary Cleese's late mail here is 1, 4, 12 and 6. 4 Western Alliance is the favourite at 440. 11 Supertonic is at 520. And 1 De Last Czar is at $5.60. Priscilla's numbers are 1 from 10, 11 and 6. After this race from Coffs Harbour, Stuart Turner will join me with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind. Our caller at Coffs Harbour is Anthony Collins.
And a very good morning to you, Simon Harrison. Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the coverage here at Coffs Harbour today. This is the first of 10. They're coming forward quite well here. So Unique Miss is our favourite. 7s into $4. In Supertonic, 11s into 7s. They're the two best backed. Only a couple of gets set here. As Richard Haynes joins us from Sky Racing One. Very good morning to you, Richard. Sky One's on board. Sky Sports Radio is with us. Two to get set. We'll be all in the stalls and ready to go for the opener. Unique Miss now out to 420. 810 metres is the journey. Gary and Priscilla with us from Thoroughbred Central. Welcome along, everyone, to the coverage. We're just about right. Unique Miss is the opening favourite. Best backed. 810 is the journey. A heavy 9 is the track rating. First of 10 here at Coffs Harbour. Big day in front of us. Big fields. And some good punting races right throughout the program. Starter Mr. Rex Kelly around front. He's on duties here once again today. Red lights are switched on and the stalls are back and they're racing in the opener. Hidden Storm from the deep broke the line running. Porn Star Pete and Dubai's Rose were quick away. And also DeLast Zara's bursting forward underneath them all. They've been followed by Super Tonic and Western Alliance. Further back was Gypsy Aria. Solar Ladies further back with Unique Miss on the outside. Poets Edition is underneath those and they've been followed by Wicked Wiki. And back last of all was Kiwana Kylie. So out of the gates as they straighten up for the run of the judge here at the 350 where DeLast Zara railed through, booted for home, a length and a quarter in advance. Over Supertonic, the inside there, clear over Western Alliance. Pornstar Pete's on the outside with Hidden Storm running on at the 150 here. Supertonic railed through over DeLast Zara. Hidden Storm's on the outside, but it's Supertonic in front. And Supertonic will win the first and it'll beat home. Hidden Storm, Western Alliance, DeLast Zara. Then came Poets Edition. Further back of the race was Pornstar Pete. And then came Dubai's Rose, Kiwana Kali. Unique Miss was just behind those. And then came Wicked Wiki, Solar Lady. It's a long way back in Gypsy Aria. And I runner in.
11 Supertonic, 760 and 210, Ray Spokes. For the Miners, 2 Hidden Storm, 290 and 4 Western Alliance, 210.
The stars shine daily in Greyhound Racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
It's time to take a look at Greyhound Racing now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Not too bad. What did you make of Wentworth Park last night?
Yeah, there was some great racing at Wednesday last night. And the star of the show was a greyhound who's becoming a real Mr. Consistency, Simon, Royal Turbo. He had a smart win last night over the 520 metres, clocking 29.91. That made it two wins and a placing in a week at Wentworth Park for him. He's really developing a liking for the track. I really like this greyhound, Simon. Remember, he won the Group 3 Christmas gift last year. I think he's got another big title or two in his locker. Keep an eye on Royal Turbo over these next few weeks.
Set and ready. Racing. Royal Turbo got away beautiful.
Let's take in the replay. Royal Turbo's win last night.
Set and ready. Racing, Royal Turbo got away beautifully. Mainline, Ostia, away to Hurry and Riley Turbo.
It sounds like we've got a few audio issues there. I was hoping to get the replay on, Stewie, but we've just got a couple of little audio problems preventing me from doing it. But nonetheless, it was a good win over his rival, Riley Tokam.
It certainly was. It was a bit of a close affair. Mr. Twister, the Group 1 Peter Mosman winner from last week, he finished fourth in that race. So, look, it was a class field there that Royal Turbo defeated. Look, I imagine Royal Turbo will have a crack at the New South Wales Championship in just over a month's time. He has been down to Melbourne before as well. He's had a win at Sandown Park as well. So, who knows? He may have a go at the Group 1 that's coming up there in a week or two's time. But, as I said, I really like this greyhound. I think he's got a couple of group race wins coming up for him this year. He's definitely one to keep an eye on, is Royal Turbo.
Let's try and take in this replay now of Royal Turbo.
Set and ready. Racing, Royal Turbo got away beautifully. Mainline, Ostia, away to Hurry and Riley Tokar, moving up at the favourite. Royal Turbo is in control of the race. Had it by two to Mainline, Ostia, Riley Tokar. Five away to Emission Control, then Red Four. Good Oz Regina at the tail. Royal Turbo on the top corner. Led by four, there's only one danger, Riley Tokar. They've dropped off Mainline, Ostia, they swing. Royal Turbo the leader. Riley Tokar launching. Royal Turbo gripping on, just got in. Royal Turbo narrowly over Riley Tokam.
Okay, so replay there of Royal Turbo's win, which we've touched on, Stewie. And the other good winner on the night was from the Stayers race, Mr. Shire winning race 9.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Shire making it four wins in a row with victory over the 720 last night. And he had a tough field as well, including Stars Alight, who's probably his closest rival in the staying ranks in New South Wales. This was a great win. 17 wins in 27 starts now for Mr. Shire. I'm so happy to see him doing well, Simon. He's had an injury-hampered career, but when he gets it right, he's an absolutely fantastic talent. He's had those three track records at the Gardens, remember? So as I said, fantastic to see him going so well. And keep an eye on Mr. Shire as well. I think he's another greyhound who could have some big wins coming up soon.
Racing. Mr. Shire last to go and Stars Alight began brilliantly. She's going to take up the early lead over Mrs. Springer. Mr. Shire's picking up ground now, four from the leader. They'll follow up by Macquarie Mist. Then Young Gun. Mad Leader Girl can see them all. Short of one to go. We've got a race at our hands. Stars Alight the leader by five. Mr. Shire's going out after it now and putting in the big strides. Four away to Mrs. Spring. They're followed by Macquarie Mist. Then Young Gun. Mad Leader Girl. Top corner, the leader Stars Alight. Mr. Shire moved up on the outside. He cruised to the front, put up two Stars Alight, and Mr. Shire, he's opening up and he's coming away. Mr. Shire by three.
Strong win to Mr. Shire there over Stars Alight in the ninth, which we've touched on there, Stewie. The Peter Mossman Classic winner was went around last night, Mr. Twister, but he managed only fourth in his race.
He did, yes. As I mentioned, it was a really tough race, that one run by Royal Turbo. Mr. Twister maybe needing a week now to recover, but look, I'm sure he'll be back soon and getting some more big wins. Just a couple of other winners at Wentworth Park last night. She's Grand defeated a top field, including the Peter Mossman Classic winner there, and also Chasing Crackers, who placed in the Peter Mossman last week. Well, he won over the 520 metres last night. Another great win. He's not turned 2 years old yet. And look, I think he's a possible star of the future. Again, Chasing Crackers, another greyhound to keep a close eye on.
And looking ahead to next week, Stewie, the Gosford Goldminers on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. This is probably the race of the week in New South Wales. And unfortunately, the heats last Tuesday night were rather hampered by fog up there at Gosford, unfortunately. They had to do a draw for some of the finalists. But one greyhound who earned his place with an absolutely terrific win in the heats was our pick for the series on last week's show, Simon, Lochinvar Hugo. He ran 29.61 last week. He's run even quicker than that before at Gosford. He's built a really consistent record as well so far, and he's got box one in the final on Tuesday night. He's going to be, I think, pretty short odds for that one, and rightly so. Lochinvar Hugo looking a really good thing in the Gosford Gold Mine on Tuesday night.
And next Thursday, the Group 1 Sky Racing Winter Cup heats will be run at Albion Park.
Yeah, that's right. Looking a bit further afield up there on Thursday night, we've got these heats, as you mentioned there. $75,000 to the winner in this one, one of the biggest races of the year in Queensland. Box draw out tomorrow at thedogs.com.au. We're still looking to see who will enter this one. I'm going to give you my pick for this series, Simon, at this stage. Keep an eye on Bubble Guppy, the local. This greyhound trained by Tony Appap. He won, Bubble Guppy won again at Albion Park on Thursday night. He's won four of his last seven starts. He's built a very consistent record so far, and he absolutely loves Albion Park. Bubble Guppy, my pick for the Winter Cup. As I said, keep an eye on thedogs.com.au for those heats. And just a bit further afield, Simon, well, even further afield, it's the English Derby, of course, at Toaster on Saturday night. And I'm happy to report, mate, our pick on the series about a month ago, Droopy's Acrobat, has made it through to the final. He's got box two there. He's absolutely run fantastic so far in this series. I think I should go on holiday more often, mate, because my tipping's gone up by about 100% in the last few weeks. But look, Droopy's Acrobat, I think, will be about maybe about 12-1 in that final. So let's stick with him, Droopy's Acrobat, in the English Derby final on Saturday night.
What was the wash-up with Claire's Rocket? Did that greyhound get through?
Yes, indeed. And probably Claire's Rocket, the one to beat in the final. I think box one, if I remember right. I haven't got the box draw in front of me. And look, that greyhound has been unbeaten so far in the series, Simon. Remember, they spread it out over a few weeks with a couple of heats and then the semi-finals and the final. Claire's Rocket, certainly, I think, the one to watch in the English Derby. But we're going to stick with our pick, Simon. Droopy's Acrobat can do the business for Chasing and Facing Rewind in the English Derby final.
It was Shades of Sugar with Claire's Rocket. He was the one that was kidnapped, and there was a ransom note that was given to the trainer, wasn't there? Remember that?
It certainly was a few weeks ago. Thankfully, the greyhound arrived back and was safe and sound, but yeah, goodness knows what was going on there. But that greyhound's absolutely fantastic as well, has really performed fantastic over the last year or so. But look, Troopy's Acrobat is in there, has got a decent draw, had a good win last year as a rank outsider in a big race in Ireland, and has raced well in this series. So look, he's doing us proud, and we're going to stick with him in the final on Saturday night at Toaster.
Looking forward to that, Stewie. Now, just a summary of the New South Wales meetings coming